Ingham County Board of Commissioners member Vince Dragon. Eddie, Vince, how are you?
Hi, Tony. How you doing? And I'll clarify, what we'll talk about is not county representation.
So. Yes, yes. This is just opinion, correct?
Correct. You got it.
All right. Well, let's talk about the waste of the waste, if you will. From your perspective, tell us about this story.
Well, this is in Delhi Township here in Holt. And basically, we've really elected some people here over the past 4, 5, 6 years. We got to look at a time for change real soon. And I've had a lot of people that have seen the no signs. And one of the things they say is, what is it? What is this thing? Basically, in simplistic form, with all the science that you could read about, it dries the poop, dries it out, and then sold. And there's no buyer out there. And no one's proven that we need this new system out here. You know, one of the buyers potentially was mentioned as MSU, and they are not one of the buyers. And the thing is the fact is, goal that MSU does have, just in the past 3, 4 weeks we've seen, they want to go green over the next 20, 30 years or so. MSU is much, much larger than Delhi Township. You don't think they're smart enough out there to build their own dryer system, and they will. It's just a huge, operation that they've got. We're out here looking at these, basically, 5.1. I've seen numbers all over the place. I don't know what the right number is, what they're going to spend on this. And part of it is, we get a 2-for-1 coupon, basically, because the state's going to pay half. So we only have to pay half, like it's free out there. So that's the odd part as I look at this. If we needed it, if there was a need, then I can understand, and that's a good use of state or federal funds where we get it, and that's proper. But just to throw it out there, I've not seen or heard that they prove that this is needed at this point in time.
Well, it is a green initiative. They think that is good, and they said it's just $5.5 million, and it's good for the future.
Yeah, well, I can agree. A lot of these ideas are good for the future, but you have to measure. I mean, I'm not going to go out and buy a $45,000 car and get an $4,000 deal out of it, and that's proven to me that it's going to cost more. Even though that seems like a great idea to the future, we have to really deal with the facts of right now, what's going on. I can't see, nobody's proven that there's a need. Here's what's odd about this. The people that are basically for this, there is not one private Delhi citizen that has donated to this cause. All the donations have come from private citizens that live in Delhi. They've raised, on the other side, the yes votes have raised twice as much money from one $5,000 donation only, not from any residents in Delhi.
So how do you think this is going to proceed in that township?
How it will proceed, we're going to find out Tuesday. I'm voting, I tell people I'm voting no. I don't see the need for it. I don't say I'll tell people why. I think they have to look at it for themselves to find out, and look at what's going on. What's in it for these people? Why is there only one $5,000 donation, from Granger outside of our area? None of our people here have donated a penny to this. Our supervisor tried to get a Granger employee to take a vacated seat here in Delhi, and that fell through. So, what's in it for these people? What's going on?
About James got a question for you, but I have one prior to that. What the argument is for the yes committee that supports this is that the sludge drying process will save money in the long run and take pharmaceuticals out of liquid sludge, which ends up in the farmers' fields. How would you respond to that?
I've tried to read the statistics on this, and I've had other people have asked me. I'll say, well, here, you go read it for yourself. I don't understand it, to be honest. In other words, that's one of the things they're saying. This is what's going on. I don't know that there's this huge problem, because if there's a huge problem with this, why isn't East Lansing doing this? It's, well over twice the size of Delhi Township. Why aren't these other areas doing this? We don't hear this going on. Only Delhi Township is looking at this. So what, we're going to save the world over here? The need is not now. If we needed a new system right now, if it was old or too small or something, then I think this is a serious issue and say, okay, we don't need the thing. It's not that this is a bad system. You can't prove we need it right now.
Well, Vince, and you said that you don't fully understand the pharmaceutical aspect of this, and right now, is it correct that the sludge is getting sold to or given to basically farmers in the area to use as fertilizer, right?
I think think so. I think that's the process, and there's a shipping cost that goes on for that. But we're going to spend $5 million to save about $38,000.
And that $5 million figure, though, isn't half of that going to come from a federal grant? Isn't the federal government paying for half of this up front?
Yeah.
And that's right now. They won't do this anytime in the future, so that's why they're trying to get this done now.
The coupon deal. Let's say it cost us $2.5 million, right? Half? To save $38,000 a year makes no sense at all.
Well, is it less about saving money like right now than it is looking long term about this problem with pharmaceuticals being flushed into the drainage system and it coming up into our crops when we give this fertilizer away to farmers? That is a long term problem. That there are scientific research and studies done on that issue. Because, I mean, if you just logically think about it, if we're throwing our excess pharmaceuticals down the toilet, they get into that, waste, and then we put it on our food, in the farm fields as fertilizer, that would create an issue. But in addition to that, I just want to ask, we had Sandra Diorca on the air, the director of public services in Delhi Township,
right.
And you had mentioned earlier that Michigan State was not going to purchase this sludge. She says that the deal is in place with Michigan State and that they are going to start looking at other areas to actually have them bring their sludge in and dry it for them, and then that will also create a profit. So it's not just, it's basically a big investment that can spread. And they want to be, you say that why aren't other, areas, doing this? They want to be the first. They want to be the innovator. How do you respond to that?
Okay, first, when did MSU sign this agreement? In the past 24 hours?
Well, it's not. I don't know that she said that they have signed the agreement. They have said if this gets done, we will buy this sludge. I mean, we had Sandra Diorca on the air. She said that. She said that she was, part of that talk. So is she misleading the public in that way? Or?
Yes, I'd say so. If it's not a signed deal or an intent of some sort that's signed, there's no buyer out there. For them to say, oh, yes, that's like, oh, yes, this is going to happen in 6 years. Oh, yes, this will happen in 5 years. The taxpayers are getting fed up with this. This is how things will be going in 3 years and 5 years and everything. And for us to be the first, if we needed that system right now, if we were short, small, too small that we needed a larger system, if we needed one because it's, antiquated or something, the fact is they touted our system out here that's been one of the best in the area, if not the state, and now all of a sudden nobody's talking about that other than aspirins and prescriptions are going into the farmer's field. What, are we the only supplier of farmer's fields out there?
All right, I've got two more questions for you before we let you go. First of all, we've tried to contact Mary Lanois, who's the controller administrator. Has the Board of Commissioners not allowed her to speak? Because we wanted to get her take on when and what happens with the change of the end of the Ingham County Road Commission Board.
Okay, all right. All right, so not Delhi. We'll switch over to Road Commission.
Correct.
Right now, County. Okay.
Correct.
No, they've not, not to my knowledge. I've never said anything to Mary Lanois about you can't talk. And, I'm sure, knowing her, maybe you've known her in the past, I'm sure she would never be muzzled in any way. If she wants to say something, she will. There's an executive session coming up in the next 7 days or so, if I remember right. And that's one of the topics that's coming up is the moving forward, the final timing, what has to be done, an advisory board, these sorts of things.
All right, so, Vince, I got to hit a hard break, but I got two more questions for you. Are you available about 8:08?
Yeah.
We'll call you right back.
Yes, sir. Thank
Vince
you.
Dragonetti, a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners on the Tony County Morning Show on 1320 WILS.